you know, let's move on to Pima tuning. I want to come back to patterns lately. We'll talk about patterns, but I want to do some setup as to the physical nature. Pima tuming is a huge lake on the map. You know,
it is.
Most of us are not there. It have not been there. I have not fished that one yet. That's why I needed to come out there. You know, we have to get together and do this because I wanted to hit all of these lakes in one trip if I could. Mm-hmm. Pima tuming has a big reputation for its walleyes. Another shallow lake though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a very shallow lake. Some of the places where we seem to do the best fishing is actually the shallower ends, 4 or 5 feet that maybe drop to 8 or 9 feet.
Mm-hmm.
There's even a lot of stumps popping up out of the water. So that's one of the obstacles you have to contend with when you're fishing there, especially if you're trolling and that, because you end up losing a lot of lures. And so you get used to the area, you kind of know how to go around on the right angles.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's a real shallow lake. Again, when the wind picks up, as the waves pick up pretty good there. And for the walleye, wavy is a lot of times better when it's cloudy.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Tell me about the pattern, though. You know, I have caught walleyes in shallow ends of lakes, Wayne, where the water is 3 to 5 feet, mm-hmm. and I have casted, you know, countdown Rapalas and surface Rapalas and Huskies and a lot of different types of stick baits and mm-hmm. caught these walleyes like bass. Like bass. Does that pattern develop on Pima tuming?
Oh, yeah. It happens quite a lot. In fact, when they're spawning over on the Ohio side, if you have a Pennsylvania license, it's reciprocal. As long as you're out in a boat, you can fish the Ohio side or the Pennsylvania side. So on the spawning season, that's what we do. We use the Rapalas, the small Rapalas, fish in 4 or 5 feet of water and basically troll up and down, look for some little shells. And when they're hitting, you know it. There's boats all over the place out there.
Okay. Because they are a food fish, and right. guys do keep them, and they are great tasting. Pima tuming is a numbers lake, isn't it? It's not a trophy lake, a numbers lake, though.
Right, right.
And how big do the walleyes have to be on Pima tuming?
They have to be 15 inches. And
is that common? 15 inches are common?
15 inches are like the norm. There's a lot of sub-legals that you catch. And then every once in a while, you'll get a, like this year, we got a 19-incher up there, which is big for up there, actually.
Okay.
But what's nice about it is there's always fish, you know. You don't get bored up there. And if it's not the walleye, you might hook into, like I said, crappie, smallmouth. I've used stick baits for, cat, like you were saying, too, casting toward shore. And this spring, I picked up some smallmouth bass on that this year up there too.
Yeah.
So you get a variety, and it really makes it, you know, more fun, more interesting.
Sure, sure, sure. Everyone's ranting and raving about the new suspending stick baits, though. Anything that suspends is supposed to be hot right now. You know,
right.
Just a few years ago, we either had floaters or countdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Now everybody's making suspending lures that you can drive them down with the rod tip. You can get them down to 3 feet, and when you stop reeling, they just sit there, and that is supposed to be the hot setup now.
Yeah, I've seen it advertised. I haven't had a chance to try one out yet, but it looks interesting.
I caught trout on them already.
Uh-huh.
I caught trout. Works for trout as well.
Right.
You know, so I'm dying to try it for smallmouths and largemouths as well.